We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Two people are dead, three others are hurt following a severe accident on the city's east side. WWJ News Radio 950's Jason Scott joining us with the very latest.
It's bright, sunny Tuesday, Brooke, turning grim quickly along Chalmers near Kercherville. Just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, Detroit police telling us they were chasing a vehicle which hit an SUV, then lost control and slammed into a house. That car and the house then went up in flames. Inside the vehicle had caught fire. Two people were killed. Two others were hurt. They're currently hospitalized, along with the driver of the SUV that was hit. Stay with WWJ. This is still a very fluid situation on the east side this afternoon. Jason Scott, WWJ News Radio 950.
A car deer accident turns fatal for a Macomb County emergency dispatcher this morning. WWJ News Radio 950's Jackie Page explains.
28-year-old Erica Latus of KPAC died from her injuries this morning after a car deer accident. It happened at approximately 720 on North Avenue near 31 Mile Road. Latus was traveling southbound when a deer that was hit by a northbound vehicle crashed into the windshield of her pickup truck. Latus swerved to avoid it and veered off the roadway into a tree. She was transported to a hospital where she died from her injuries. The other driver, a 40-year-old woman, was uninjured in the accident. Latus worked for a dispatcher for the Macomb County Sheriff's Department since January. The Macomb County Sheriff's Office is now investigating that accident. Jackie Page, WWJ News Radio 950.
She claims she was fired by Macomb County for blowing the whistle, and now a former county worker has filed a $5 million lawsuit. WWJ News Radio 950, Sandra McNeil with this story. Sandra.
Brooke, that $5 million suit filed by Rhonda Powell, fired from her job as Director of Health and Community Services in early September. Powell has filed a federal suit as well. She claims her dismissal came after she pushed for a Michigan Department of Civil Rights investigation into reports of discrimination by county workers.
Having staff have to endure questions about their hair or, being treated as if their work is not justified, the hours they work, the time that they spend, all of those things. That's not the only complaints.
Powell herself had been hit with a whistleblower lawsuit by a worker who claims he was let go when he refused to approve timesheets for people he calls her friends. County attorneys claim Powell was fired for violating ordinances and state law, as well as some other things. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
How soon before the General Motors strike starts impacting dealers? Let's get that part of the story from WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Dealers are starting to feel the strain when it comes to replacement parts, says National Automobile Dealers Association Chairman Charlie Gilchrist, and it's going to get worse if the strike goes on much longer. Inventories are okay now, but that could change too.
Hopefully they'll get this resolved for everybody's good. It's important for us, and I know it's hurting a lot of the workers, but once we get this strike over and they'll reach a good agreement, I think we'll all be better off.
The latest person to weigh in on the strike, actor Danny DeVito, who tweeted, "Support the UAW. GM needs to do the right thing." Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The Michigan Department of Transportation is warning of a major traffic problem for motorists who travel the I-96 Southfield Freeway interchange. Starting sometime Friday, some of those ramps will be closed for emergency repairs.
I know it's a little confusing, but it's West 96 to 39. And then 39 to East 96. Those are the ramps that are going to be closed. If we have perfect weather, be out of there in 3 weeks. But should we have some very cold temperatures or we get a lot of rain, that may be extended that we end up going into sometime in November.
MDOT spokesperson Diane Cross says the pavement had eroded so much that at times you've been able to see through the ramps in spots. She expects the closures to be a big headache for those who use the ramps to and from work. Cross advises motorists to plan an alternate route ahead of time. An Ann Arbor man has been arrested on criminal sexual conduct and child sexually abusive material. Michigan State Police Detective Kenneth Weissmiller says the investigation began with a tip.
We at the Michigan State Police received a cyber tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The information in the tip led us to a residence and locating persons at those residences and the seizure of multiple internet-capable devices. Forensic examinations were conducted on those devices, and our findings were turned over to the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office.
Ryan Thomas Mortensen was arrested and arraigned on October 5th, the 38-year-old facing a number of charges, including one count of child sexual abuse activity, three counts of child sexually abusive material. If convicted, he faces up to life in prison. There has been a plea deal involving a former Metro Detroit priest. The Attorney General's Office announced today that 56-year-old Patrick Casey, who was a priest at St. Theodore of Canterbury Parish in Westland, pleaded guilty to today to a misdemeanor charge of aggravated assault. Investigators say Casey engaged in sex acts, including oral sex, with a man during confession. Casey faces up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. He'll be sentenced next month.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.